dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, where we will recap everything that happened the weekend, kind of get you ready for an upcoming week. It's just nice not to be freezing that took us off today. But this is when, of course, then you just dress like it's summer and then you get really sick. So hopefully that doesn't happen to a lot of folks. Maybe we'll be able to get some ball games in on the local scene. There's some makeup games tonight. We'll have the Kearney Catholic Wood River matchup starting at 6. The boys are first on 98.9 KKPR. Adams Central also has makeup games tonight at Loop City and more. Check out the website and we will get those to you as we move along. But our guest list today includes ESPN Shelley Smith. We've had her on the program from time to time. It's been a while, actually, but Shelley, you know, big time's daddy from time to time. They hang out. They, you know, they're cool people together. But with Pete Carroll leaving USC, she is the Los Angeles writer. She has done a lot of in-depth stories with Southern California. Most recently, the young blind man, the young man that lost his sight and had been hanging out with the Southern Cal through this entire season. So we'll talk with Shelley about Pete Carroll leaving to become the new head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. All I can say about that, Tony, is that, you know, it took him this long to finally get used to losing at USC. Why not go to Seattle?
Well, Doug, you can look at it that way. Many people looking at it as one of the rats jumping ship with the allegations.
Pete says that's not the case.
I know what Pete says. You got to think that there's got to be sanctions put against this team. If they're going to nail Tim Floyd and the basketball team for giving O.J. Mayo $1,000, when you're giving houses and things away, and escalades are being driven.
I think it's a little easier, though, to nail these high school basketball so-called players because they can one and done it. Everybody knew it stunk from the day that O.J. Mayo signed with Southern Cal. Everybody knew that it stunk to high heaven. It stunk with Michael Beasley at Kansas State and Bob Huggins, but all that's gone already. And so they're not going to punish that university, which wasn't a power anyway, but is beginning to be. Kansas goes down. Oh, thank you, Tennessee. Yep, Kansas goes down. Huh, how are they going to get better? Come to Lincoln on Wednesday night and we'll roll the Huskers again. So that's coming up. Biggest story from the weekend, Tony. What is the biggest story coming into this Monday for you?
Well, biggest story, obviously, is probably the NFL playoff games and the action that took place. I think that's the national story. That's the number one lead on everything, isn't it? That's my number one
Which
lead.
Which one?
You know, I'm going to have to say the Baltimore Ravens basically ending Tom Brady's run, and many people think that is the end of the New England Patriots and their dynasty.
Yeah, a lot of people think that is the case. What do you think?
I got to think so. You look at the offensive line. You look at the defense for Baltimore, and as great as the Baltimore defense has been, not many teams have been able to go around, just physically overmatch. The offensive line's getting older. It looks like Tom Brady obviously has one receiver to go to, and then the list drops off. You named one the other day, and I said good for you because I actually looked him up because I had no idea any other receiver once Wes Welker went down other than Randy Moss. But how easily they're able to get to Tom Brady. That was like a fortress around him. He stood back there and then would pick you apart. Really didn't matter what receiver he had because he'd find one of them. They were getting into him early and often. And then defensively, you know, to give up 24 points, and, yeah, many of those were short fields, I think was pretty apparent that the better team won yesterday. And they just got dominated, really, all phases of the game.
Well, it's hard to have a lot of wide receivers on your team when you've got 27 running backs. And I think it finally has come to bite them. I talked about that yesterday. Having some depth is one thing. Playing them all and giving them all four carries is another thing. It's horrible. That's just horrible. I mean, I was waiting for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis or whatever his name is to come trotting in there. I mean, seriously, how many guys, how many running backs are on this roster?
That's a great point.
And are any of them any good? Yeah, from time to time, somebody pops out and has a big rush, and then they have a good day. Fred Taylor had a good day. Lawrence Maroney had some good days. You know, Sammy Morris was supposed to be the man, and of course, anytime anybody is pegged as the man at New England, they immediately put him to the back of the bus and don't even let him play. Tom Brady looked like he didn't want to be there. I don't know if there's something personal with him or other things. He's a dad now. He's got family. If he's got other things going on off the field, he looked disinterested. How you could not throw the ball to Randy Moss? How you can't even throw it to him? Look, if he doesn't catch it or he's covered, give me a break. There's a couple of times this kid's wide open on simple drag routes, and Brady doesn't throw it to him. And don't give me this, oh, he didn't have time. Was Randy Moss never your number one receiver in the pattern? He catches everything that's tough. He's an all-pro. Why wouldn't you? The whole thing stunk yesterday watching that game. You just went, really? I mean, did Brady look interested at all? You know, he walked over to put his head down.
You know what he looked like to me?
He
looked like Jake Plummer. He looked like Cutler. He looked like one of those guys moping around out there.
Didn't care
right,
if the season was coming to an end. Didn't care if the season was coming to an end. They've got their rings, they've got their money. Disinterested. I think you're right about all of that. And you know, Arizona Cardinal fan, congratulations, you're riding high. Green Bay can throw 45 on you. What's Drew Brees going to do to you? And if that's if they're clicking, and I don't think that it's all over for New Orleans. A great win. Kurt Warner going to retire? Why? Why, Kurt? I mean, you're like Brett Favre now. If you can throw 5 touchdown passes in 300 and 400-yard games consistently, doesn't matter what your age is, you're still doing good. And Arizona's got a good football team. They're fun to watch. People like rooting for the underdog, and Arizona definitely has been the underdog, and they finally made the run last year. Well, they've got an even better record this year. They're still an underdog, and now they have to beat New Orleans. But oh, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
See,
how great.
I thought you were going to go to the Jets first, but I thought you'd know.
How great would this be Sunday, January 24th? The Arizona Cardinals at the Dallas Cowboys for the right to go to Super Bowl 406. Dallas hosting Arizona, because that's how it would play out should both of those teams win next weekend.
You're exactly right, and what an environment the Jerry World would be. And Dallas, the way they're clicking right now, defensively, Mr. Favre, Ware is coming from one way. Anthony Spencer's coming from another way. There's people coming up the middle. Best of luck to you, Sunday Riz, Lisa, your little gang of purple-wearing people-eaters, whatever you are.
Your two cousins?
Should be a great atmosphere in the Metrodome. I just got to think that Brett Favre right now is... Dallas is going to stop the run. Dallas is going to stop the run.
Well, I hope so. They're going to have to tackle. They can't let Adrian bounce off the tackles, and then instead of having a 1-yard loss, have a 3-yard gain, or instead of a 2-yard gain, a 7-yard gain. They've got to tackle him on contact. That's very tough to do.
But both of us thought going into Saturday night, Doug, it was, we beat them twice. Philadelphia's going to come out and do... I mean, I had a bad taste in my mouth going in there. To see Dallas come out...
Well, because that's the way you are from day to day on this show. You're not a positive person. I, on the other hand, being a true Cowboy fan, watching the games and watching all the Cowboy games this year and enjoying the National Football League, which I guess I'm a bigger fan of now than you, then you look at that, and Dallas was the better football team. They were the better football team going in. Other people wanted to say Philadelphia was going to rise from the ashes, and I must say, the biggest whiff Mike Perenio's ever had on the Doug and Daddy Show from Mandalay Bay. That's by far his biggest whiff in any prediction he's ever made. He liked Philadelphia maybe going to the Super Bowl. He thought he likes to give you a little bit of a long shot play. So, okay, and he picked Philadelphia, but he liked Philadelphia more than just a long shot play.
Yes. He thought they were going to Dallas.
But on the big picture, a lot of people liked the Eagles. A lot of people liked the Packers. And that blew up in the face, so...
Didn't you just had that feeling? Did you hate to see the game? That was maybe the one game that totally, you just shook your head about overtime in the NFL, saying it's unfair, as neither one of those teams, And then, of course, the defense steps up and wins it for Arizona. But didn't you feel when they called tails and it's tails and the Packers are running out the field? You're like, the NFL just, with their rules, just handed the game to Green Bay. They just totally, here it is on a silver platter. Go get to the 28-yard line, send in Crosby. He bangs through the game winner. That didn't work out that way, but at the time, that was the first time I thought overtime, okay, this really isn't fair.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Somebody disagrees with you. Dear Daddy, I'm not sure we could have converted a field goal. Signed, Neil.
What was that?
It looked like he was trying so hard to just knock it through. I mean, you can see, you just look at the form. You wouldn't have had to see what the ball did. All you would have had to do was isolate on the kicker. You knew it was no good. He about fell down trying to overkick that ball and just pull-hooked it. But as many folks said this morning, he is the man off the hook because Arizona goes on and wins the football game. Coming up on the program today, we're going to give you a chance to win some VIP passes to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. This is the huge expo going on at the Max Center in Council Bluffs, just across the bridge there, of course, in Omaha. These adult tickets are $8 each. We're going to give you a chance to win family four packs throughout the week. These are always a real popular item. We'll have a special guest coming up on Wednesday to talk about the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, and this is going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But when we come back, we're going to catch up with Shelley Smith, national correspondent for ESPN Television. She is as close to the Southern California program as anybody. We'll get her thoughts, maybe a little bit behind the scenes as well, maybe who the next coach could be, and just get her feelings, her inklings on why Pete Carroll chose now to leave the program at Southern California. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
ISP's Big East basketball begins 2010 with a bang. The Villanova Wildcats, ranked 6th in the nation.
Kicks across Reynolds into the lane. The running teardrop is good. What a shot by Scotty Reynolds.
Visit Rick Pitino and the Louisville Cardinals.
In low, Samuels a two-hand monster jam over Monroe.
Join us Monday night at 5:45 for Villanova and Louisville. The best college basketball is on ISP, America's home for college sports.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 33. Winds also become variable at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clear skies and a low of 11 as winds shift to the south at 5 to 10. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 34.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Monday. Why don't you get off, do the lunch week to a great, great start, because you know, you want to recap the weekend with your friends and your coworkers, do it at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. It's Big Burger Night. Big, big burger night. Chicken Coop in Grand Island, Kearney has a Big Burger Night every Wednesday night. And for just $5, order any of the burgers off the menu, like the 7-ounce ground chuck. Fries come with it every Wednesday night. Order a cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even get out the legendary Totally Jack Burger. It's Big Burger Night every Wednesday from 5 to 10, just $5. And only at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. And, of course, come in and watch all the great sporting events. College basketball's on every night of the week. The NBA is going. You're into the NFL playoffs now. Great food and drink specials every night to help you enjoy your favorite sporting activities. There's not a bad seat in the house with all of those HD TVs out there and ready for you to go. It is the Chicken Coop, where sometimes it's free if you play a little keno.
Yeah, pick the right numbers. That's where Shelly Smith goes every time she's in the Tri-Cities. The Chicken Coop. Shelly, how are you today?
How is the Chicken Coop? Man, I miss that place.
It's a $2, you call it, Monday nights. Can you believe that?
I'm there.
A special.
Sounds awesome.
A special in L.A. is like a $12, you call it. Shelly Smith from ESPN yeah. is joining us here. On the Doug and Daddy Show, of course, we want to talk to Shelly mainly about what's going on at the University of Southern California, as we said, and for anybody that watches and listens, she covers the Trojans as close as anybody. Shelly, are you surprised by this, or how long did you think, or how long have you known that this was kind of coming down, that Pete Carroll was going to finally decide to leave Southern Cal and go to Seattle?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I've had people call me and say, "Oh, the deal's been done for a month." I just don't think Pete operates that way. But it was, as my friends have said, that went from the fastest rumor to fact probably ever in Los Angeles. You know, usually these rumors come up that he's talking with so-and-so, he's talking with so-and-so, and there's no legs to them. This one immediately had legs to it. However, I just didn't really know. You know, our people are really good, and they really know what they're doing. But I just, you know, there was this little thing until I found out last night that Ken Norton was going with him. And then it became very, very real because he's their best recruiter aside from Pete. And I just feel like the walls now of the program are falling down around us because losing Ken Norton was huge.
Shelly, how different was the University of Southern Cal, their sports information, the closeness, the openness of that program,
yeah.
compared to any other big time program out there, and you've been to a lot of them.
Yeah, it there's no place else like how Pete ran things. I mean, Bo Pelini doesn't do it at Nebraska. Urban Meyer didn't do it at Florida. Stoops doesn't do it. I mean. Saban doesn't do it. I mean, practice is open to anyone, unless you're a scout or a runner. I mean, a scout for another school, NFL scouts certainly can come, but an agent or a runner or a scout for another school, and they check your ID when you come in, but they don't know who is who. I mean, they kind of have an idea. Pete looks around and makes, you know, he kind of knows who's who. But basically, anybody can go watch practice. He likes that atmosphere. It has allowed me to have one of the most enjoyable beats ever because, you know, I get to know the parents on the sidelines. And so, it's like the new freshmen come in, I go meet the new parents and get their phone numbers. And then when Matt Barkley is announced as a starter, I'm calling his mom and saying, hey, you know, what's that? And she didn't even know. I mean, it's just been a wonderful period of time. And personally and selfishly, I'm really worried who comes in. I'm not going to get that kind of access anymore.
Well, yeah, there's always, and of course, when you're winning, I guess it's a lot easier, too. But you can go to ESPN.com and see one of the video stories that Shelly Smith has up on Southern Cal and Pete Carroll. And, of course, when you get to know somebody that well, I mean, he's friendly. You talked about him just short of rock star status out there in Los Angeles.
Thanks for watching.
Is that really what it was like?
Oh, he is. He's an A-lister. He, you know, everyone wants to touch him, you know, in some way. They either through his charity foundation, he's done so much work with gang members. I mean, it's crazy. At practice, there'll be guys just that day out of prison coming that he's trying to help with his organization. And it's really an interesting dynamic because you've got, you know, the big boosters and the fat cats, and then you've got guys just out of prison. But he has that kind of status because he is so personable, and he's the kind of guy, I mean, he's not like, you know, a movie star because he's a movie star. He actually walks the walk, and because it's been the biggest and the grandest stage in sports, and except for the Lakers, you know, it's our NFL team, you know, and people just really love him. He speaks all over state. He, I mean, the guy is somebody that people really, they think they know him because he's so personable, but he also is in such great demand.
Shelley, as close as you are, and you've heard him answer the questions about Joe McKnight, about Reggie Bush, your thoughts on that subject?
He continues to say, and he said it again this morning to an LA Times writer, that he just thinks that they'll be fine, there aren't going to be sanctions, that, you know, he knows what happened now at the Reggie Bush situation and the McKnight situation. I think he was very frustrated in the administration, the way they are handling this, although they aren't so directly involved with the Reggie stuff, but the Joe McKnight stuff really frustrated them because they were so cautious. I mean, they have to be cautious because you just don't, you need to know all the facts before because they're in trouble. I mean, the basketball program, you saw what they did to them. I think that really helped push him out the door was when they had self-imposed sanctions and basically crippled these kids on the basketball team who had nothing to do with O.J. Mayo. You know, don't even know the guy. So it's scary times at USC. I don't know that there will be sanctions. I think there will be some sort of something. But I remember, and I was talking to Keyshawn Johnson yesterday, when he was a senior, he had a similar issue where an agent was disgruntled because he thought he had was going to sign him and went after him, and the school was cautious. And then the NCAA, because there were so many conflicting stories, they just dropped the whole thing. Now, the climate's much different 15 years later, and you don't have the basketball program in trouble as well. So what they have to do now is they have to move quickly and make a big splash and hire somebody quickly and try to get, you know, some of the assistants back, you know, like Dwayne Walker from New Mexico and, you know, maybe Norm Chow from UCLA. They've got to move quickly or this program is in jeopardy for at least 4 or 5 years.
Shelley Smith from ESPN is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about the changes that are apparent here at the University of Southern California. Shelley, just back here and on the publications and everything that we watch in here, we hear some names being thrown out. I haven't seen a home run hitter out of any of those names. I mean, Jeff Fisher and Jack Del Rio from the NFL.
I got one for you. How about, and it's heating up all over, Herm Edwards. He's very interested in the job.
Oh.
I am told that his name is in the hopper, and you might expect Keyshawn's pushing for him really strongly.
But, that might be a little different than Pete Carroll.
Yeah, you know, he is a lot like Pete Carroll in a lot of ways. He has the same sort of pro background. His personality is way different, not better or worse, just different. You know, he's the kind of guy who's going to get things done. And people talk about that choice, the more people like it. So it's listen for that one. The other couple names I've heard that are going to be suggested to alumni groups is Butch Davis at North Carolina and Steve Mariucci, who is at the NFL Network. So those are a couple names that we haven't been thrown out there yet.
Well, those
that we'll break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That's why we have Shelley on, because it's been so long. Let me give you the magic wand, Shelley. I mean, if you could pick, if they just said, you know what, Shelley, you get to pick the next head coach, is there somebody that you have at the top of your list that would fit
in
well?
Can you vote for yourself? You know, I'd like to be a head coach.
Yeah, for $6 million
a year,
that'd be a good
gig. Yeah, exactly. I like the idea of Herm Edwards. I just, you know, I wrote his book, so I'm a little bit biased. So it's a little, you know, and I just love the guy. But I think he would be, you know, Mike Garrett has never hired an African-American football coach. I think that there's still a great problem in this country in that area. I think he would be an excellent choice. I think Butch Davis would be a great choice. I think, obviously, Fisher, Jack Del Rio, those guys are great guys, and they've got USC roots. I just don't think they're leaving, you know. If you can't convince Mike Riley, and, of course, everyone wants to know about sanctions. That's the first question anybody has asked when contacted about this job, either by myself or another reporter or you know, somebody who's working behind the scenes. Everyone wants to know what's going to happen. And so Mike Garrett, either he's got to really level with someone as to what he thinks is going to happen for anybody big to take this job. But it's got to be someone big. You just can't throw somebody nobody's heard of into this position.
But it's not like the talent has dropped off. They're just young, right, Shelley?
Oh, the talent, yeah. But right now the recruits are scattering like crazy. They don't, you know, they're working, talking, trying to think things out. Players on the team are trying to figure things out. You wonder if Aaron Korb still thinks he made a good decision by transferring. You know, it's a lot of doubt on campus right now. They are still really young. There is a lot of talent. Recruiting class is great. It's just a matter of whether they can keep them. That's why USC has to move quickly. But if I'm another school, I mean, if I'm Bo Pelini, I'm going after every single one of their recruits. And I'm saying that program's in trouble or not. You don't want to have negative recruiting, but you want to say, look, you want a sure deal. You want a program on the up, you know, up and up. It's coming up. come to Nebraska. You know, that's what if, I mean, or come to Florida or come to Oklahoma or wherever. I just think that's the way the culture of football is.
Just another couple minutes with Shelly Smith before we let her get back to tracking the USC story. Getting away from USC, I was interested, Shelly. I mean, you're keeping an eye on what's going on in the world of college football. But, man, Geno, Leavitt, Leach, all let go here in the last month approximately because of contact with players. What's your thought about maybe the way things are turning in that direction here?
Yeah, it seems to be there's a Bill Snyder connection there. And Snyder was at Kansas State, was notoriously tough on his players. And I do think the culture is changing, and those guys didn't realize it. You can't do it. And people aren't going to put up with it. And kids are standing up for themselves. And it's just got to be a different way. I mean, I know that it's been done that way, and I'm sure... You know, it's happened in Nebraska, I'm sure. But it's just a different culture now, and you just have to. And you look at the most successful coaches, you know, Pete Carroll, Urban Meyer. You know, I know Nick Saban is comes off as a tough, gruff guy, but he's, you know, he loves those players, and he treats them with respect. And that's what has really come down to is that, you know, yeah, they're your players, and they're playing, and they're getting the free education and all that kind of stuff, but you've got to respect them as men and as professionals. And if you don't do that in this day and age, you're going to be gone. And I think that's the strongest message. And I really like Mark Mangino. I don't know Mike Leach. I don't know Leavitt, but I like Mark Mangino. I know he has had those players', you know, best interests at heart. He just went around, it sounds like, went the wrong way about doing it.
How's the daughter?
She's great. She got a job and moved out. How about that?
Woohoo!
Was it great? Everyone's like, aren't you going to miss her? I'm like, no. And, you know, she played soccer at Oregon. They go, don't you miss? Aren't you going to, you know, go watch her play in this adult league? I said, no, I'm retired. I'm a retired soccer mom. It's awesome. Yeah. No, she's great, though. I'm really proud of her.
Shelly, what's next? We know you pick up stories from time to time that are outside the Lakers and USC, and you've been on the soccer trip. World Cup's coming up. What's the next big get for you?
I'm headed to Rice University on Friday to do a story on the first Iranian player to play Division I college basketball, a guy named Arslan Kazemi, so that should be interesting. And I'm writing a book. I'm writing a book on Al Davis, which will consume my entire life for the next year. So I'm just starting on that, but really excited about it. It's not with Al Davis. It's on Al Davis. So it should be a good project.
Sounds outstanding. Shelly from the Doug and Daddy Show, always appreciate your time. We'll let you go, and as always, we'll keep up to date on everything you're doing. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. You guys have the most fun show ever. You can call me anytime.
How's Artest fit in with the Lakers?
How what?
How's that Artest guy?
You know, he's great. I always say we got the better deal in the trade because Trevor Ariza's really a bad interview, and Artest could give you... hours and hours and hours of good stuff. So that's just personally speaking. But yeah, he's a good guy. He really cares about what he's doing. He's just a little different.
See,
but we like him.
I just had another question. I couldn't let you go. You're so great.
Okay, I know. Yeah, you're so funny.
See you, Shelly.
All right, give my best to the guys at the chicken coop.
Will do. Thanks, Shelly.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Shelly Smith from ESPN. Again, you can check out her work. It's up on ESPN.com. A little two-minute bit on Pete Carroll. And of course, a lot more stories that she's in there with. The main story on the page today is that Carroll still says that the job kind of came out of nowhere, that he wasn't expecting Seattle to contact him and something to happen this quick. So I guess, you know, I think everybody in their heart or in their gut, you know, something's going to happen at Southern Cal. But don't you think that right now, the NCAA also owes it to the Southern California University to say, here's what's going to happen. Let them know. Don't hire a new coach and then drop a building on them, or hire a new coach and say, slap them on the hand.
There's 10 scholarships gone. No, you can't
do that. Let them know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, Southern Cal. Your investigation, your NCAA, your investigation is way far long enough that you know what's going on. Let them know. And that should be the case with any school out there. This is what's going to happen.
Now, Doug, obviously, Pete Carroll brought this program back from oblivion. They were not on the front page.
Well, the easiest way to say this is that when Nebraska scheduled Southern Cal, Nebraska was winning national championships, and Southern Cal was trying to be 500. By the time they played, well, we all know what happened.
Correct. Do you have a coach out there in any of those names she listed that steps in there and continues what USC is doing? Or does it go back to where it once was?
I just think it's going to be, and they got to pick the right guy. they have got to pick the right guy, and that's going to be tough to do. You don't for sure know who the right guy is. It's not like Pete Carroll was tearing up the NFL, but he came in and he was the right guy for the job. Boy, I think Herm Edwards would be a lot different. I mean, you know, personality-wise, and the way he runs ship, I think it would be just a lot different.
I got to think Steve Mariucci the same way. Whose personality would be similar, I think, to Pete Carroll's as far as outgoing. But at the same time, to run things and to go back to teaching, I think those guys are far removed from that. Those guys are in meeting rooms doing the X and O things. I think they step in, kids' heads and spin. Both of them. I don't know that you're back to doing tackling drills. When you bend,
what did she say? She had Mariucci, Edwards, and who was it?
It's Butch Davis, I believe it.
See, Butch Davis. I can get on board there. Oh, here's an email that says Frank Solich. Daddy, I think Butch Davis, I mean, he had things going okay at Miami before he left for the pros.
He's been back and
He knows where to go. He's got North Carolina pointed in the right direction. He can handle the spotlight. He can handle the big city. When she said Butch Davis, that kind of put a little light on. But, I think we're pretty far along now. I mean, if Butch Davis would have been hired at the beginning of December, that's one thing. Butch Davis, now we're going to be towards the end of January. You're right before National Signing Day, that first week of February. It's going to be tough for a college coach to leave, I think.
Yeah, you want to make a splash, and to be honest, you're going to have to make that splash with what, the next 2-3 days? To give them any time at all before February 3rd? Seriously, February 3rd is the day.
Just remember, if you're a recruit going to the University of Southern California, there's still a lot of good football players there. You know, you have to be part of messing it up as a player, not just, this coach, you know, doesn't know what he's doing, whatever, going on with that. Well, glad to hear from you. Love to hear from you. We'll go to the Debt Popper inbox here in just a second here. Of course, I can't imagine that Ken would chime in, so Ken has chimed in. Let's take a look at his email, being the Notre Dame fan that he is. Can you open that?
Yeah, it's trying. We're having some computer problems here.
Love that. Okay, well, we'll look at Ken, and we'll talk about his email. There it is. As I listen, it is quite apparent that your pal Shelley Smith is a USC supporter. Well, yeah, that's why we have her on, Ken. She her daughter went to Oregon, by the way. Face it, Pete and company get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Kind of funny that USC rises to the top with the arrival of Pete. Texas resurrects their program with the arrival of Mac Brown. And now Alabama is back with the arrival of Nick Saban. According to my sources, Mac and Nick are also big cheaters who haven't got caught yet. Ken with his sources. Everybody's cheating except Notre Dame. That's right. Notre Dame's not cheating, Ken. You ought to be worried that you're cheating and going 6-6. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Everyone has questions about preparing their taxes, especially this one.
What's this going to run me?
Well, now at H&R Block, you can get a straightforward price for a straightforward return. Pay just $39 to file a federal 1040 easy tax return and $29 if you need to file a state. And if your taxes are more complex, we can handle that too. Learn more at hrblock.com/1040EZ. Click, call, or come over. Get it right. H&R Block. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use form 1040EZ. Price is available at participating locations.
Scott Stewart here at Buffalo Wild Wings for Boneless Thursdays to celebrate the weekend starting early. You see, we believe weekends should start on Thursdays.
My Friday status report? Right here.
And we're recruiting fellow fans of Wings, beer, and sports.
Weekends start on Thursdays.
So help support the four-day work week with specially priced boneless wings all day. 14 signature sauces and ice-cold Coca-Cola on Boneless Thursdays.
Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
This Day in Sports, January 11, 1973, in an effort to produce supposedly more exciting games, American League owners adopted the designated hitter rule. The following April, the Yankees' Ron Bloomberg became the first DH in baseball history, and a few days later, the Twins' Tony Oliva became the first to hit a home run. Critics worried the rule would lead to a platoon system similar to football's, with teams fielding 18 players, 9 on offense, 9 on defense. That never happened, of course, but over 30 years later, the AL still uses it, and the NL doesn't. The AL goes for the DH. This Day in Sports.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 33. Winds also become variable at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clear skies and a low of 11 as winds shift to the south at 5 to 10. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 34.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How'd we do in our picks?
Oh, the picks. Douglas, you are 2-2 on the picks. Daddy, on the other hand, 4-0.
Nice. You had all four winners in the playoffs. How's our Super Bowl pick still looking?
Still good because we didn't have anybody going, really. San Diego waiting on them, and then Dallas and New Orleans. Kind of a split. I went with trying to get somebody away from the.
I said
state.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Of course, you didn't put that down.
No, you said Baltimore. I did it down.
All right. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's give away some VIP passes to the River City Hunting, Fishing, and Expo going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mac Center in Omaha/Council Bluffs. It's in Council Bluffs, just across the bridge there. We're going to give away a couple family four packs here. Just call now. Derek will set you up. 888-455-3776. We've got the tickets. We want you to go. We want you to go for free. It's a long enough trip. Let's get you in for free. That's $32 worth of tickets we're giving away to each person that calls in the next two or three or whatever Derek's going to be giving away. 888-455-3776.
Doug, team you like, and you just brought him up, is the Baltimore Ravens. And a team that I've been high on for the last three or four years. I had them a year ago to win the Super Bowl when they won four games or whatever they did. Nonetheless, who's a better quarterback right now, Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco?
Trent Dilfer.
I'm going back to when they won the Super Bowl.
Well, Flacco's numbers are better.
Okay.
Dilfer had more experience.
Okay. I would say this. I would have. That's the way I would have led.
But it's only the second year for Joe Flacco.
I understand that. But yesterday, Joe Flacco was 4-for-10 for 34 yards.
Yeah, they only threw it 10 times. 52 rushes.
Completed four stinking passes. I mean, people ripped on and Dilfer hand the ball off. Dilfer was better than 4-for-10 for 34 yards.
Flacco's first playoff game, they didn't need him early because they were up 14-0 before the clock got under 10 minutes to go in the first quarter, and who knows what happened after that.
So I found that interesting when you look
at a lot of time left to go between those two.
Right. You just look at those playoff statistics, though, and you think, well, Flacco had a hand in this deal. No, he basically stayed out of the way.
So there you go. Also, Kansas goes down. We talked about that at the top of the show. But maybe the biggest surprise over the weekend, both UNK and Nebraska wrestling teams don't make it to Sunday in the Cliff Keen National Wrestling Duels, both going 0-2. That would have been a long, long shot that would have happened. I mean, a lot of folks after Nebraska drew Iowa figured, okay, they're going to have to wrestle their way back through the consolation round. But to lose to the University of Buffalo, albeit 18-17, you lost to the University of Buffalo. There's got to be some troubles. Now, again, automatically plug in Jordan Burroughs, that doesn't happen. I mean, automatically, that just doesn't happen. And then for UNK, the injuries any experience, I guess, got to them. They just didn't match up very well. They were edged out in that first round by Gannon University, 18-16. And then Wisconsin Parkside got upset as well. And so they had to face them in the elimination round. And Wisconsin Parkside took it to them, 26-9. And now the Lopers real busy. They host Mesa State Wednesday. They travel to Central Oklahoma. They stop there, actually, Thursday because they are headed to the Lone Star Duels on Saturday, where they will be taking on Carson Newman, New Mexico Highlands, and Oklahoma. That's right, the University of Oklahoma. Three duels coming up for them on Saturday. So busy week, and there's just no time to get rested. And I guess another thing that tells you how far Nebraska wrestling has to come, and we'll talk more with this about Coach Shadwinkle as we get closer, and I know those in the wrestling community. Grant Allen got off to a great start at the Clash, huge national duel tournament this past weekend. In fact, hopefully the drive was worth it. I heard it was just brutal conditions trying to drive up there, that long trip to Rochester, Minnesota. They started off 2-0 in their pool, but after that went 1-3. They lost to Apple Valley, Minnesota, top team in the state, and got handed pretty good, handled pretty good. So then that drops them into a pool with everybody. There's four pools. Everybody that finished second, they go after it. They went 1-2 on day two in some of those consolations, and the one that they won was 29-27 against a Minnesota team. The Islanders finished the weekend with a 39-22 loss to Roseburg of Oregon. They also lost to Waverly Shell Rock of Iowa. And, of course, we know how strong Iowa wrestling is, maybe even obviously compared to Nebraska. I think Nebraska wrestling is good. The top programs are good. There's a big, big drop-off if you just don't have a program. You can't be middle of the road and be able to compete without really good full staffs. But Grand Island went 3-3, and they are the most dominant team in Nebraska, yet 3-3. In those national duels.
I just like going out there and seeing the other competition and giving yourself a chance. Let's see where you match up. Hey, we think we're all this and all that here. Let's go see where we're at.
So that's what happened in wrestling over the weekend. Hastings College, hey, good wins yesterday over Mount Marty, a top 10 battle on the women's side. 72-51, Hastings women thumping 7th-ranked Mount Marty. Alicia Stadler is starting to play really, really well. 18 points and 12 rebounds for her. So the Hastings women pick up yet another win. And the men, Wade Vaughn is there again on a balanced attack. 21 points, 88-53 is the win there over Mount Marty. So they take on Dana coming up on Wednesday. UNK split their games over the weekend. They played Western State Friday. The men won. The women lost. Saturday, vice versa. The Mesa men ranked 24th. They picked up the 11-point win over the Lopers, 79-68. And then the women picked up a win because Tebby Johnson broke the school record with 9 three-pointers in a 74-62 victory. Now they head to Western New Mexico. And I talked to Peter Yazvak, Sports Information Director. I don't understand. We hear about economics, and we hear about all the things that are going on. In the RMAC, there's what's called the lone wolf, because there's not an even number of teams. There's a travel partner. Usually it's UNK and Shadron. It used to be UNK and Fort Hays, which means if a team from Colorado comes out, say Adams State comes out, well, they'll play UNK on Friday, and they'll play Fort Hays on Saturday, and then Colorado Mine comes out, they play Fort Hays Friday and UNK Saturday. Now that's Shadron. But Western is the lone wolf, so sometimes you only have that one game weekend. Well, I find it puzzling that UNK, it's the longest road trip of the year, it's 1,100 miles. The kids are leaving tomorrow night for a Thursday game. Tuesday, they're leaving for a Thursday game. Well, obviously, they're not going to be back for classes Friday. So you've got Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. You've got 1,100 miles to find another game to play, and you don't schedule one? Why?
Anybody, whether it's out of conference or not.
Yeah, you play all these NAIA schools, Division II schools, whatever. Somebody would play you. Maybe they'd love to play you. Maybe they'd consider you a patsy. Maybe you'd consider who you're playing a patsy. Maybe you'd get some good competition. I know there's not a lot of D2 schools on that road because they're in the RMAC and they're struggling to find games. But there's got to be somebody to play, doesn't there? I mean, if you're going to travel 1,100 miles for one game, isn't that beat your head against the wall time? Why wouldn't you schedule another game? It's not like you just found out about this last week. I mean, if you're going to travel that far, break it up. Play two games. Play somebody on the way back. Play somebody Saturday night or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, there's got to be, especially you loop around in Texas, got how many millions of schools. I mean, somebody will play you.
The Oklahoma Panhandle. I mean, and there's so many. There's schools out there.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right.
Unfortunately, I just don't think there was much of an effort. I just don't think this was even brought up. Okay, we're going to go to Western. We'll be back. It's kind of a head-scratcher. Who was our winners? Who did we give some tickets away to today?
Wow, we were all over the place here. We went Luke in Hastings, Mark in Holdridge, Dan in Roseland, and Kevin in Davenport.
Sweet.
Gosh, all the way to Iowa.
That's close to Bruning. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little more sports, because that's what we do right after this.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years. All while saving you thousands. And without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-220-9898. 866-220-9898. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-220-9898.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hogan's has it. In downtown Kearney, we want to get rid of it. That's right. We need to make room for new spring items, and that means huge savings in every department. From now through January 18th, you'll save 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. So come save and celebrate our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 33. Winds also become variable at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clear skies and a low of 11 as winds shift to the south at 5 to 10. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 34.
Jason Williams, 18 months, has agreed for the cover-up and all that went down with him. That's one big story. But how about this? Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Namath's 19-year-old daughter has been arrested in South Florida. Olivia Namath. Really? 19-year-old named Olivia? Joe. That was probably before rehab, wasn't it? Olivia Namath faces charges of possession of liquor by a person under 21 and two counts of possession of marijuana. Including possession with the intent to sell. She has been released on bond. That ain't good.
Oh, Olivia.
That's not good.
Part of growing up. Part of growing up. Bill's character.
Irish Ken has taken offense to me bashing. I'll imagine that. The Irish, after he bashed USC. Ken says, last time I checked, Notre Dame graduates the most players in the country of all Division I schools. Okay, well, Nebraska has the most academic All-Americans in the history of ever, so whatever. And Notre Dame doesn't offer, quote, end zone dancing or care and maintenance of sunglasses, end quote, in their curriculum. Obviously, they don't offer mosh pit diving either, Ken. Golden Tate into the Michigan State band. Yeah. Top 10 dumbest things that happened all year. ESPN television. Yeah. Okay. Ken, easy. 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 He's going to give me a laced hot dog at the game tonight. I can already tell.
Dougie Brown.
John Cook scheduled to speak this afternoon with a press conference. We're supposed to have Coach Cook. We're efforting Coach Cook. Our buddy Seamus has promised that he's going to try and hook us up in the next couple days here. Lauren Cook leaving UCLA, reportedly going to be at Nebraska, playing for Nebraska. But Coach Cook has been gone, supposedly out of the country, until this weekend. I'm wondering if there'll be any other announcements at that press conference this afternoon. Don't know. Just from the vibe I got, that maybe it's going to be more than just saying what Lauren is doing, but we'll find out.
That's interesting when you say maybe another name or two will pop up with what he found on the trip.
So there you go. You had something you wanted to talk about?
Well, you mentioned that Tennessee and Kansas deal yesterday, Tennessee knocking off. You know, Tennessee's playing so many young players, and they had some bad things happen, players getting kicked off the team and whatnot to start the year. For a program like Tennessee, and yeah, you've had some exciting. Bruce Pearl brings a lot of energy, and Pat Summitt, the women, you know, you got a lot of energy. They got 22,000 people. I know you're facing number one Kansas. But 22,000 people show up on a Sunday afternoon for a basketball game. That's great, isn't it? That's a great atmosphere. I mean, don't you wish Wednesday night that they could fill the Devaney Center for Kansas? And you may come close, but what do you have, 12-5? Or you won't have 14.
Tri-Cities, you're right. You're right. And it's on television. Thank God, ESPN. I used to think that was payback for us. For them being the football game on ABC every year, Kansas, Nebraska, is that then they put the basketball game on and each school would take their beating. Jaden Schwartz broke a record by Bill Thomas yesterday for the Tri-City Storm. He's now scored in 13 straight games. The only problem is it was the only goal in a 4-1 loss. But the Storm did go 2-1 this weekend. It kind of expected maybe they'd go on the road Saturday and drop one. Well, it caught up with them a little bit. They had a 1-0 win over Cedar Rapids on Friday. They got the win on the road Saturday. Then they lost 4-1 to Cedar Rapids yesterday.
Explain that scheduling.
Yeah, we talked about that. Derek, Storm okay, though?
Yeah, they just looked a little flat yesterday. You could tell they played. It was their third game in 3 days. They maybe were a little tired, but, Cedar Rapids had the same deal. They also played 3 games in 3 days there. So they were just looked like the better team last night. Storm had some chances in front of the goal, just couldn't get a stick on the puck. But, hey, 4 points over the weekend in 3 games is pretty good. So,
and they're going to do it again this weekend. They've got 3 more games, but the home games are Friday, Saturday. Then they play Waterloo twice. They have to go to Waterloo on Sunday afternoon. For a 3:05 get-together. Also, Storm news, Jaden Schwartz and Radoslav Ilo will represent the Storm on the All-Star team. You know, last year they picked Mike Cicci, then they traded him, so the Storm didn't have anybody, or they picked somebody up late, whatever that story was. But two deserving members going to the All-Star game in Indianapolis on January the 26th. Schwartz is second in the USHL scoring race, and, of course, Ilo played for Slovakia in the World Junior Championships over the holiday break.
Yeah, playing in that World Juniors, got a chance to go to the game on Friday night, Doug, and talking to Greg Shea, that's a really big deal for those countries to get together. That's a monster deal for Elo.
ESPN shows the final.
Right.
U.S. over Canada. Ha ha, Canada. Also, it was not a big to-do. It was not a big to-do, but it was our radio station. We had our Christmas get-together and helped sponsor the game. The Storm won again, and it's like 12-1 or 13-1 when we're like a corporate sponsor for the game.
Whether we do that every night,
whether it's Classic Hits or ESPN Radio or under the umbrella of Platte River Radio, whatever it's been, I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive on this. Only one loss, including last season when they won 10 or 11 games. They won the night we sponsored the game, all right? That's all I got to say. They won the night they sponsored the game. Updated high school basketball rankings. Kearney boys move into the Omaha World top 10 in Class A. They are 10th. In Class B, Aurora is 8th, and Adams Central is 9th. They remain undefeated. Class A girls, Kearney had their winning streak snapped by North Platte on Saturday. North Platte's 8-2. They're ranked 8th. Kearney is now 7-2, and they go to number 9. Grand Island is 5th in Class A girls. And in Class B girls, Pius beat Lexington last week. So Pius comes back into the rankings, and Lexington now sets at number 9. They'll update C&D tomorrow. It is a very busy week for high school athletics. In fact, it's going to be pedal to the metal from now until state basketball is over. So we've got 2 months of solid basketball and wrestling and all that's going on. When swimming rolls around, we'll talk about state swimming as well. So don't forget tonight, Kearney Catholic is hosting Wood River the Boys first at 6 o'clock on 98.9 KKPR. Adams Central's at Loop City. We want to thank Shelley Smith of ESPN for joining us on the program today to talk a little USC football.
And I want to thank you for joining us today and 23 hours from now for joining us again. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!